Good morning. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
It feels very unreal. Feels like a dream.
Spencer Stone, one of three American buddies traveling on a high-speed train from Amsterdam to Paris, took down a heavily armed gunman on Friday. The three heroes, 23-year-old U.S. Airman Spencer Stone of Carmichael, California, 23-year-old Anthony Sadler, a senior at Sacramento State University in California, and 22-year-old Alex Garlados of Roseburg, Oregon, a National Guardsman recently back from Afghanistan. The three spoke at a news conference on Sunday from the U.S. Ambassador's residence in Paris. Here's Spencer Stone.
It's kind of a long story. But I kind of just woke up from the middle of a deep sleep, and my friend Alec was sitting next to me. Anthony was across to my right side, and I turned around and I saw he had what looked to be an AK-47, and he looked like it was jammed or it wasn't working, and he was trying to charge the weapon, and Alec just hit me on the shoulder and said, "Let's go," and ran down, tackled him. We hit the ground. Alec came up and grabbed the gun out of his hand while I put him in a chokehold. It seemed like he just kept pulling more weapons left and right, pulled out a handgun. Alec took that, took out a box cutter, started jabbing at me with that. We let go. All three of us started punching him while he's in the middle of us. And then I was able to grab him again and choke him unconscious while Alec was hitting him in the head with the pistol or rifle. I can't really remember. But
even though Stone was injured, he saw someone else was squirting blood. Stone pinched off the man's artery until emergency workers appeared at the next stop. This undoubtedly saved the man's life. Later, doctors in France reattached Stone's thumb after his hand was sliced. He was also stabbed in the neck. The attacker, 26-year-old Ayub El-Kazani, he was known to intelligence services in three countries and had ties to radical Islam. Kazani's lawyer said his client only intended to rob people on board because he was hungry. Later today, French President François Hollande will award the three Americans with the Legion of Honor. Black Lives Matter activists have launched a website with a platform to combat police brutality. Recommendations fall under 10 broad categories developed in consultation with community activists and academic experts. They also mix in suggestions from the President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. The JoinCampaignZero.org website is tracking documents which show what 2016 candidates proposed to address police violence. Again, their website is JoinCampaignZero.org. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Activists say Islamic State militants have destroyed a temple at Syria's ancient ruins of Palmyra. News that the militants blew up the Baal Shaman temple came after the extremists beheaded Palmyra scholar Khaled el-Assad on Tuesday. They hung his bloodied body from a pole in the town. The temple is on UNESCO's World Heritage Site. It dates back to the first century. It's dedicated to the Phoenician god of storms and fertilizing rains. In other news, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says he's throwing his full support behind President Barack Obama's nuclear agreement with Iran. In a message on his Twitter, the Nevada senator said on Sunday that he strongly supports the historic agreement with Iran, that he will do everything in his power to ensure it stands. Reid is the highest-ranking Senate Democrat. His support could make it difficult for opponents to muster the veto-proof numbers in Congress needed to derail the agreement.
Welcome to Dismaland. Enjoy.
Western England has a new installation by graffiti artist Banksy. His latest installment is called Dismaland. It's a parody of seaside resorts. He said, "I guess you'd say it's a theme park whose big theme is theme parks should have bigger themes." While Banksy said Dismaland is not a swipe at Disney, it's difficult to ignore reminders of Disneyland at the installation, from the gray castle and the skewed sculpture of Ariel the mermaid in front of it to an exhibit of Cinderella in her carriage only this princess hangs out of her crashed carriage, apparently dead, as paparazzi look on. In another installation, there are boats filled with models of refugees, which can be controlled by visitors. All are designed to evoke controversy. Dismaland is open to the public until September 27th. No word yet if we get to have a version of Dismaland here in New York, maybe in Times Square, to go along with the controversial painted ladies and the aggressive fake characters. On Sunday, a Go Topless parade took to the streets to counter critics who are complaining about the topless tip seekers in Times Square. It's been legal since 1992 to go topless in New York. This, even though Mayor de Blasio seems to have taken up with the Daily News to say topless performers are a nuisance. Sunday's parade was among dozens of such events in about 60 cities celebrating the worldwide Go Topless Day. New York Go Topless spokesperson Rachel Jesse said the goal is for gender equality when it comes to baring one's chest. But videographer Jonah Green found men ogling the women and taking their photographs.
This shouldn't be something that comes as a big surprise. It shouldn't be a show for these guys.
This gentleman has it right. He's got a bra on. He's supposed to cover his because mine aren't free. I mean, that's what this is supposed to be about.
I have the rights as a human being to have these on my chest and walk around with no shirt on.
I think Americans are entirely way too repressed on nudity. I mean, I think nude beaches in Europe, you don't have cameras swarming the beach. People are just simply sunbathing nude.
We can't, you know, do the same things as men because we're women, and that's what we're out here, you know, marching against.
Go Topless Day always falls at the Sunday closest to Women's Equality Day, which is on August 26th. It was on August 26th, 1920, that women earned the right to vote on the basis of gender equality. In 1971, the U.S. Congress made August 26th into a nationally recognized date and named it Women's Equality Day. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.